This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The toll-free number is 855-453. You may bring up anything that's on your mind. That is the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls and thoughts. But we are still in the middle of this tweet, or four tweets, quadra tweet from Donald Trump, where he's ordering American businesses to start looking for alternatives to China.
Sounds like a warning to me.
Warning about what?
What he's going to order people to do in the future.
What do you think he's going to do in the future?
Going to attempt to institute some kind of rules where they just cut China out of trade entirely.
Straight up prohibition, huh?
Yeah.
That would be really scary. But we're going to continue with that quote here in just a few moments. First, we go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Matthew, listening in Louisiana, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Matthew.
So we're having in November our Goober race, and we're looking to, well, people on our side of the aisle are looking to replace John Tinkerbell. We're one tax hike away from prosperity. Edwards. And so I have a choice to make. We've got a TradCon, that would be Ralph Abrams. Then we've got Ralph Abrams, he's a congressman. Yeah, traditional conservative.
Okay.
Then we've got an economic conservative in this businessman named Eddie Rasponi, but I'm attracted to this crazy independent named Gary Landrieu, who I don't think he has much chance right now. I mean, he's just being outspent left and right. But he has said to me, and he takes... He takes calls when doing radio talk show hosts.
Okay.
Radio talk shows.
Are you saying most of these guys don't take calls?
No, most of them do not take calls, which right off the bat, I'm like, yeah, you're not willing to talk to us in an open forum? I'm kind of suspicious of that. And so this guy, though, has said that he will, if the bill ever reaches his desk, given the composition of our legislature, that could be difficult. He will... sign constitutional carry into law, and he will sign marijuana legalization into law.
All right, both guns and drugs, those are two big ones.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this sounds good. But then I'm thinking, do I take the chance that we will literally just split the vote three ways and allow Bill Edwards another 4 years to continue taxing
the wasted vote syndrome.
Allow me to set your mind at ease, if I may, Matthew. Your vote is highly, and by highly, I'm talking about the way scientists talk about highly unlikely. Like, statistically, astronomically irrelevant. You are not going to be the one vote that determines as to whether one side or the other happens. You cannot create it. You, yourself, cannot create a system where only two people can run. That is the government system, however it might be. So, you can simply make a decision as to for whom you will vote. And I will guess that the outcome will be the same, whomever you vote for in this election, or if you choose not to go. Because there will not be a situation where one vote makes a difference. So you should vote the way your heart tells you to vote. And
yeah.
I'm with you. I'd be on the same horns of the same quandary. I like myself a good economic conservative. I get how my libertarian brethren get all upset when I'm saying, but I like that economic conservative aspect of them.
Well, is this independent guy not economically conservative?
And it's hard to say because on the one hand, he says he would sign these two things into law if the bills ever got to his desk. But on the other hand, you listen to him talk about other issues and he makes the most TradCon conservative seem like, you know, a early 20th century liberal.
Whoa. So what is this guy, like a theocrat?
No, like throw everybody in jail, 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 jail. And I'm like, yeah, I sort of understand the reaction to that because Bell Edwards let out a bunch of people from prison under the theory that they were too old to do any harm. The problem is you let people that you've kept in prison for 40 years out of prison when that's the only life they knew. Guess what they're more likely than not going to do?
Yeah, it's tough. Do the libertarians down there in Louisiana ever offer a candidate? Is there one? Do you know?
I think they've all committed suicide or something. I never hear anything from them.
Thanks for the
Maybe
call.
Move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, there are some that have moved here. We've got a co-host, Melanie, who she's actually on maternity leave at the moment. But
congratulations to Melanie.
She made the move, and she's very, very happy. Even though it's a lot colder here, it's way more free for her, and so it's a good thing. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. Turd Ferguson is on our Discord lines, on our Discord server, which you can access over at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Turd, calling from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, guys, Turd Ferguson. What up, yo? What up? Yeah, so the reason why I'm calling in tonight was because I wanted to actually talk about this pretty cool thing that's going down here where I live in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania, that I'm actually organizing right now.
Really? What's that?
So I have been in works with the local government here. It kind of sort of as a step one, I guess, to get permission to use their radio tower here. It's a big 100-foot radio tower to start a low-power FM community radio station here that I can kind of use as a nonprofit. But, I mean, I can kind of run, you know, out of my house here as a business because that's where I've got the studio set up here.
Hmm.
And then run the low-power FM station here.
Are you talking about a legal FCC yeah. legal yeah. low power FM station?
LPFM is what they're
called. I'm talking about going, jumping through, working with the bureaucratic system, jumping through their legal process, doing my best to work with them, and doing this all legally.
Wow. Now, this is something that I remember looking at years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, just to see, you know, what are the fees? How do you apply? Now, of course, LPFM didn't exist back then. So do you know, is it easier to get an LPFM license than it is to get a commercial FM license?
Yeah, it's far easier. It's way less expensive.
How much are we talking about here?
The license itself might be free as long as your application gets approved. But I mean, there is some bureaucratic hoops you have to jump through, though.
Do you have to hire an attorney? Because normally you think the way it's done is you have to hire like an FCC expert attorney to help you navigate the sort of morass of nebulous regulations that you know you have to get through in order to get that approval. Is it like that?
So, a lawyer specifically, I'm not so sure. I mean, it is really long and bureaucratic, but is it long enough and bureaucratic and complicated enough where you'd have to go in and hire a very expensive attorney? I'm not so sure.
Have you read it?
I've read some of it, yeah. And I should also say
When you say you've read it, do you mean the regulations for LPFM or the application?
They post a bunch of the regulations on the FCC's website under the LPFM kind of part of the website, yeah. But there are consultancy groups as well, I should say.
I bet there are.
You know, free market consultancy groups that will actually walk you through this process.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I grew up in sound engineering myself. I mean, I don't know the science of the airways itself that particularly well, but I mean, that's something I can...
No, that nobody radio does anyway. We got engineers for that.
Right, exactly, yeah. And I mean, there's already a guy here who works for the town bureaucracy, I guess, for maybe the local police or something like that. And he, you know, did this sort of satellite communication, you know, microwave point house to radio tower and then radio tower dissemination into the public. You know, he did that sort of thing as his career, and he's volunteered to help me on this.
That's great. So you've got a team. Okay. What's the vision here?
Well, ideally, and I would like to air Free Talk Live on the station, and I think that'll really help because it's such a small community. It's such a small town of 4,000 people, and I think that and what Mark was just saying was really interesting, and this ties in really well to it. So he was just talking about how one vote really statistically is irrelevant, it really doesn't matter. But in a town of 4,000 people,
if you can influence a thousand people
among 4,000, you've made a big difference.
If you can influence 500. hundred or even a couple few hundred. That's in many cases enough to flip a primary election one way or another. Stand by, if you will, for just a moment, because I think it's an interesting conversation, and it leads to a question we've actually been debating off the air for a little while here behind the scenes on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you want here. We were talking about Trump and his order telling American businesses they ought to stop doing business with China, start looking for alternatives. We'll get back into that quote. It's a series of 4 tweets. We're through about half of it here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about My Magic Mud. Mark, did you bring your My Magic Mud when you went over to Asia?
I brought the paste. I didn't bring the powder.
Toothpaste?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I love their toothpaste. It's one, I like the cinnamon flavor. Of course, I haven't tried the other flavors yet, but I like the cinnamon. They got different ones, but the cool thing about My Magic Mud is it's clinically proven to whiten your teeth, and it's natural. Black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's available in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. This company started from scratch. They were making their product in their home years ago when we first encountered them at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and they've had tremendous success and growth since then, and I presume that's because it does what it says it's going to do. You don't get into Walmart if you're, you know, some kind of a joke, right? So
No, they're the big time now. They went from a product that we just were talking about on the air at one point to now they're, you know, available in major retailers.
But you don't have to go anywhere to get your My Magic Mud. You can just go to their website at mymagicmud.com and then use code FTL20.
And you get a discount.
And you save 20%. And if you buy enough stuff, you can get free shipping as well. So, and it doesn't take much to get to the free shipping level. Mymagicmud.com, code FTL20.
A tub of it can last you 6 months easily.
That's the My Magic Mud, their original
powder. That's what I recommend at the very least for people to start. You can buy all the other stuff
that's
you want.
You don't have to use it every day.
It's great.
Yeah.
But the powder is sort of the fundamental of their oral health program.
Sure. You'll go through the toothpaste faster if you're using it daily. With the powder, you don't have to use every day. So MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20. We go back to Turd Ferguson. He's calling from his hometown there in Pennsylvania, saying that you're excited about putting together a low-power FM station. You're trying to do this legally, so you're not doing, unlicensed broadcasting. And
that's what I'm attempting to do. Yeah.
And you've just gotten into this. I mean, how much research, how much time have you poured into just trying to figure out the legal obedience aspects of this?
So I've been researching this for years. I started researching this I called Free Talk Live in, I think, 2014, saying that I was going to start doing this. And originally I was going to do this in New Hampshire. And I left New Hampshire after I moved here. So now I'm doing it in Pennsylvania. But yeah, I've poured in quite many years researching this. And then speaking, you know, My Magic Mud, talk about a radio success story. That's the power of radio right there.
Sure.
I mean, the Nielsen statistics talk about, you know, 10-to-1 return on investment, higher than any other, you know, digital or traditional form of marketing. But then for retail, it goes up to like 20-to-1. And that'll really benefit the local businesses around here, too, in Shrewsbury. And that's another reason why I'm doing this, too. I mean, this is a good way to make
it. You got
to
stick with it, though. You can't just, you know, hop on the radio, put a couple of, you know, $1,000 in, see what the heck happens.
One mention isn't going to cut it.
No, it's not going to do it. You got to stay month after month. You got to have a good campaign that catches people's idea. Because you got to get the right message to the right person at the right time. I may not be looking for a car today. I may be looking next year. But somebody's looking for it today. And you've got to have a message that stands out. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's long-term branding and radio, and nothing really beats radio for that. I mean, you know, I run the digital marketing business here out of my house. But
say in the business that nothing, no other form of media, old media at least, can drive internet traffic like a radio advertisement can.
Oh, it definitely does. It makes the perfect start of a sales funnel of anyone's marketing funnel.
But we're not here to pitch radio to everybody, because hopefully you all already...
These are the things we know.
...are into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, low-power FM, let's just say, you know, talk briefly about what this is, because it is a relatively new thing as far as the FCC's codes and, you know, regulations are concerned. I think it came out, what, within the last 15 years or so, maybe 20 at most. The idea is... Well, there's, you know, all these mega corporations that have big transmitters, 10,000, 100,000 watt, you know, 50,000 watt transmitters. Those are very expensive to operate. These companies are, you know, big moneyed companies. It's almost impossible for the little guy to get into the broadcast world, not just because of the regulations and the obedience and having to jump through all these ridiculous FCC hoops, but just because there's a very limited amount of frequencies that the FCC lets out. You can't even get a frequency in many cases. You can't even apply in many cases. So it's basically a system that's built to keep people out of it. And so somebody pitched this idea to them. I don't know if it was Prometheus. There's like a radio, sort of like a indie radio group that was really pushing this, and they got it somehow. This essentially, I think it's limited up to 250 watts. It's an FM thing, and it's only what they call non-commercial, meaning that in the world of radio, there's non-commercial stations, and then there's commercial stations. And the commercial stations can play whatever kind of commercial advertising they want to. Come on down to Johnny's Auto Yard and buy our special sale.
Our cars are the best.
Right. That's what you call a call to action.
And a superlative.
And superlative, claiming that they're the best. So those are two things that you can't do when it comes to a sponsorship.
Jerry Gross will never call something the best.
Right. So if you look at
NPR.
And you can see this on like public television as well, where Mr. Rogers was brought to you by, and then they say Volvo or whatever, and they can right. say things about it.
Underwriting is what that's called.
Right. It's sponsorship.
Yeah.
They can say things about the company, like Volvo's website is blah, 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 you know, right. and they can say that they've just released the new Volvo models for 2012 or whatever it was. And
rated the safest cars in the world right. by J.D. Powers and Associates or whatever.
Now you're saying safest?
You could probably say that they were rated that.
You're getting into the questionable territory.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to go into this, because you said you'd love to air Free Talk Live on your low-power FM station. And we would love for that to be the case as well. But what's not really clear, and maybe you have an opinion about this, because I've gotten different opinions from people in the non-commercial radio world about this, is, okay, we know you can't do a superlative, we know you can't do a call to action in a commercial, but I've had one guy tell me he thinks that you could do it, or that it can be done in a program or as part of program content that the station itself didn't create. Meaning, if there's a commercial break and you got 30 and 60 second ads or whatever, or sponsorships in the case of non-commercials, ads won't work, but sponsorships would be fine there. But in a program that you, the station itself, did not make, so Free Talk Live or Democracy Now or one of these other shows, Tom Hartman, if there's a call to action in the midst of the show, like when we do a live read for My Magic Mud and tell people that they should go and get 20% off, that somehow would pass muster. I've had one guy tell me, no, it wouldn't, and they could, somebody could complain about your station, and another guy who was like, yeah, well, you know, it might work out. He thought that it would be okay to do that. What's your opinion?
Okay, so that's a great question. Okay, so let me answer that in two points, and I hope I don't forget your question after my first point, and remind me after
Sorry,
my
go ahead.
So the first point let me make about this is you might even be able to push that call to action clause to the point where you can say, we'll see you tonight, or something like that, because that's not technically a call to action under the definition of one.
Well, now you're talking about rewriting the advertisement to avoid calls to action.
Exactly.
And that's something that could be done, but the question is, can a program not issued by your station, so just something you're playing back that was made somewhere else, that has a
exactly.
call to action in it, can that be aired? That's what I would like to know, and that's something that you can look into and let us know what you think later. Thank you for the call tonight, Turn. Good luck.
Sure.
More coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Seven world leaders have officially greeted each other with a power dinner at the G7 summit in France. The formal start followed a less formal lunch between President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron.
People accomplish a lot this weekend, and I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Before the president arrived, European leader Donald Tusk, who comes from Poland and clearly remembers Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe, threw out President Trump's idea of having Russia readmitted into the G7.
President Trump suggested reinviting Russia, stating openly Crimea's annexation by Russia was partially justified. Under no condition can we agree with this logic.
68 people who took part in a protest near the summit have been detained by French police. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We got more on the Donald Trump order against American businesses. He says, you ought to stop doing business with China, or at least start looking for other alternatives. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a variety of different features, and one of those is our user forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. And like all the other features on our site, it is completely free. So that's forum.freetalklive.com. You know, I could have kept talking with Turd Ferguson about radio stuff for the rest of the show, so I wanted to make sure we moved on here. But actually, turns out other people have that same topic they want to discuss. Let's talk to John, listening in Virginia to WLNI in Lynchburg on FM. Hello, John.
Yeah, I was just wondering why he wouldn't do some of the things that you're doing, like start a radio, online radio station, and then maybe evolve into the low power once he has everything up that he's already doing.
Actually, he's done that. The gentleman we were speaking with, Turd Ferguson, actually does have an online radio station. He didn't mention that during his call, but he does.
But that's very popular in this area, and a lot of folks are doing their own thing online. So anyway,
really, you've got more than one. You're saying you've got more than one online radio station that originates in Lynchburg, and is it Lynchburg focused, or is it just some guy playing his favorite music?
It's a little of both. Mm-hmm. You know, with the computers the way they are today, and digital the way it is, you can pretty much program whatever you want to and let it just run. You don't have to be there anymore. And that's the way a lot of radio stations are operating now, especially the oldie stations. They just, you know, have folks do the read-ins and run them over and over and over and over and over again. So, but that seems like a more logical way to do that. But I, like you said, I didn't know that he already was doing that. So.
Yeah, so he's got that taken care of.
Right, you could do the programming now. It used to be you had to wait until you got the signal to do the programming. Right. Now you can start your programming.
And flip on the transmitter.
And then flip on a transmitter later.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way folks driving around can pick it up and they don't have to worry about, you know, trying to use data up. So.
Yeah, anyway, it's still true that radio is the best way to listen to something. It's the easiest way. It's still faster. You know, even today in, you know, 2019, flipping on a radio is going to get you a signal faster than having to fumble around with some player on a phone and make sure you get your Bluetooth connected. And if you don't have Bluetooth, you got to plug in a wire. And it's just like, it's a big hassle still to listen in the car for online stuff.
And it doesn't cost a couple of $100 a year you know, the satellite companies do. So, but anyway, just my two cents.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Or costing money as far as you mentioned the data rate as well, because if you're sucking down 64 kilobits a second and you are a listener of heavy usage, well, you're probably going to go over your cap. If you've got one of those data caps, there's a good chance you're going to cross it.
Mm-hmm.
And 64K isn't a whole lot of bit rate. 855 450 free. Let's go to Vernon in Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I've been following LPFM and creating a station since, 2002 probably.
Okay,
and
so it's been about 20 years.
I'm sorry?
I said it has been since about the turn of the century. I was trying to remember when the LPFM thing happened.
So in order to get one, you have to apply during a 1 or 2 week window set by the FCC. You have no idea when it's going to be set. You have to have a nonprofit that's been established for at least 3 years in order to even be considered. And you have to go through all of those engineering surveys and pay all that money to even find spectrum that is available.
How much money are we talking about? I'm glad you brought up the engineering surveys because I didn't ask Turd Ferguson about that.
Well,
what does it cost to hire these people?
If you hire Prometheus and you're more progressive or right or left leaning, they'll do it for free. They have staff. But if you're more libertarian or maybe right wing, you may not have those outlets that a lot of community radio stations have a more liberal point of view. And and so, anyways, I just wanted to clarify that it's not just, you know, okay, I got this 100-foot tower. The other problem.
Well, no, hold on. Before you go on, I mean, you sound like somebody who's done a lot of research into this. So, did you ever call one of the engineering? Did you ever call one of the engineering firms and ask them what does it cost to have you come out and do whatever engineering things you need to do to give me the report I need to have so I can make this application with the FCC, presuming they're going to open the application window?
I researched it and talked to other stations that were pursuing that, but I never personally did that because I've not gotten my nonprofit off the ground enough.
I'm going to guess it's thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. These are very specialized engineers, and they have to do they have to look through the studies. But I think they have some specialized software that kind of helps isolate where the signal is. But the other thing I wanted to add was going LPFM, I don't think is worth it because your signal, you know, depending on how high off the ground you are, as you probably know, you know, your signal has to be weaker and weaker. So if your antenna is several hundred feet off the ground, you're not going to go 250 watt. You're going to maybe be, you know, 50, 75 watt. And you're lucky to pick up a station that's LPFM with like a car radio. I mean, the signal itself is terrible. I mean,
I disagree. I'm going to disagree with that there. Having had some experience with pirate radio with up to 50 watts of transmission power, as long as you've got a good antenna site, you can absolutely cover a town of 4,000 people. He said it's only a 4,000-person town. You wouldn't be able to cover New York City.
You're not constrained by the rules of the FCC. You can put your tower up high and full power it, but with the FCC license, you can't do that. And so anyways, and then
well, that's because the LPFM, hold on, that's because, as I understand it, the LPFM license is only going to be allowed to cover basically the city of license. So if you're
basically the downtown area of like maybe 10 square miles, if that. I mean, it's very.
Yeah, but I've seen
limited.
50 watts cover an entire, you know, the city of Keene, which is, you know, a city of 23,000 people.
He's so just saying 10 square miles. It's probably that.
It's larger than whatever 4,000 people that, you know, dude was calling from in Pennsylvania. And I've seen 25 watts cover that entire area.
Well,
and that's from inside of that's from inside of a barn, you know, no more than one store, you know, second story up. I mean, we're not talking about a, you know, a real
can
tower.
Can it penetrate a building?
Right. Well, you, and of course, there's so many variables, you know, buildings and line of sight and all of that. So I'm just talking about in general, the, like there is an LPFM station here in New Orleans, and you basically have to be near its transmitter, even with like an FM radio on my phone. So, but the last thing I wanted to add was the underwriting. You've got to have that underwriting. If you don't, like I don't think that you're, the ads that you all have at the beginning of each segment would be appropriate for
LPFM
myself.
Yeah, they don't qualify as non-commercial promotions or whatever you want to call them.
But instead maybe they could do some sort of show promotion like the Discord or the Ant program or something like.
You're talking about us reforformatting the show to
I'm saying this is the station could sub your ads for those.
It'd be too hard with live ads because we
he's
do
not
them.
Talking about the lives. He's talking about the
he was
recording.
Talking about lives.
I don't think he was. Were you talking
well,
about the lives
or
the recording?
I don't know.
Concert?
Yeah, you're right. It would probably be difficult. But anyways, I just wanted to share that there's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of money that's involved.
Yeah, I was asking him. I wonder what it's going to actually cost when it's all said and done, presuming he can even get the approval. You know, how many thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars is he going to be, you know, sinking into this thing?
And you're not going to make anything unless you do cover New York City or a very urban area
I'm going to disagree with you there. I'll disagree with you on that because a lot of these non-coms are doing very well. The rules of sponsorship with the FCC have been loosened over time. They're not as strict as they used to be, and a lot of these non-coms, because, you know, they're not paying a whole lot on the power bill.
Are you talking about NPR or a Christian-based radio station? Yes.
No.
They rake in the donations. But, like, I'm talking about, like, a community, a little bitty community, LPFM.
Yeah.
It is tough. Seriously, it is really tough.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I know that, and thank you for the call tonight, Vernon. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Business isn't, you know, necessarily an easy thing to do, but if he's the local option in a small town, let's say the only other ones are like mega corporations, like, you know, what used to be Clear Channel, iHeartMedia now, or Cumulus or whatever. He's going to be able to go into the advertisers. He can listen to all the other stations, pick up their advertisers, go into all those shops, and say, you can go on to my station for a tenth of the cost, because he's going to have the same amount of overhead, you know, and do it. Some of these non-coms have been very successful, and I'm not talking about mega commercial, you know, mega non-coms or whatever. More coming up. Pre-talk live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, enough here for your call. If you want to dial in, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe we'll get through the rest of this Donald Trump four-tweet series that he shot out earlier, what, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, it looks like. Ordering American businesses to find a new product source rather than China. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. And also, don't forget to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's coming up. Next month will be the 7th anniversary of its theatrical release way, way back in 2012. So that's, we're about 2-3 weeks away from that anniversary. So if you haven't seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, or you have seen it and you want to watch it again and maybe bring it to a friend and introduce it to your loved ones or whatever, go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch it there. And yes, you can still order through eBay. You can still order the Director's Cut DVD, and it is very, very affordable, even though there's only about 100 of them left that you can possibly get your hands on, at least through the new market, but you can get those on eBay. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can link to that on the order page there. But you can watch it for free in full online. So please do that as we go to your calls and thoughts over to San Francisco. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, no, actually, it's David.
Oh, hello, David. I got your name wrong. Yeah, sorry about that.
Sure. Hey, a couple of things. I heard you talking about micropower radio there. I got started in radio when I was still a teenager, and I learned that during World War II, anybody, actually almost since the beginning of radio and the FCC, you could have a 10-watt station for free. There was no licensing at all. And it was actually kind of common for kids in a neighborhood to just set up in their garage or their attic or, you know, in the bedroom or something like that, a little radio station. And it would pretty much just go a few blocks from the house. And during World War II, that was actually encouraged. You know, far from like post 9/11, where, you know, everybody was thinking that spies and saboteurs would have little radio stations, it was actually considered a civil defense necessity to be able to communicate with your neighbors, you know, with radio. And so the idea of micropower radio is still somewhat going by that basis. And so the idea of having I guess it's 100 watts now, but 10 watts was kind of common back in the old days. And that was probably also because there were so few radio stations that there was just no chance that you'd bleed. And 10 watts might actually get a little further than just a couple of blocks.
Yeah, it's my understanding that FM, the wattage is lower than it is on AM as far as these micro stations go. But you're right. You can put up radio stations without a license. It just has to do with the wattage and that sort of thing. But
you're talking about amount of wattage that can't go farther than your house or next door, basically. That's what's legal today without permission from the FCC.
No, you could go further than that, especially if you lived on the top of a hill.
Not with that.
You couldn't go. Yeah.
Not with a tenth or, you know, a 100th of a watt on FM. Even on the top of a hill, you're not going to go that far.
No, it's not a 100th of a watt. It was 100 watts.
Yeah, you're talking about something that's we're talking about two different things then. Mark, you started talking about what they call Part 15 broadcasting. That's where there's no firm limit on FM. It has to do with how far whatever the signal penetration is. With AM, I think it's like a tenth of a watt is about what they can do legally. The 100 watts that you're referring to, you may be thinking about like low power FM, which I believe goes up to 100 or 250, one or the other. I forget which one it is, but that's a different thing. That's a licensed thing that the FCC does, whereas if somebody wanted to run a radio station unlicensed legally, it would have to conform to Part 15, which is very, very restrictive.
Yeah, but it's not a hundredth of a watt. It's up to 100. I think as you were talking about LPFM.
For what?
Yeah.
You're talking about LPFM?
Well, LPFM, as you said, it was 100 to 250, but so it's
no,
below
it's up
100.
To I think two. Yeah. I think it's up to 250, but there's nothing that is legally allowed below 100 watts until you get very, very low. Like if you might have seen, like back in the day, they had those cassette tapes that you'd plug into your car stereo that would then be essentially be hooked up to like a
transmitter, yeah.
Tiny little transmitter. That was a legal transmitter, and those things did not go much further than the car next to you.
So, oh, I know. I picked one up in a yard sale not too long ago.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, if people are interested in that, what they want to look for is what's called Part 15. And there's a bunch of, like, you know, kind of like radio dork hobbyists who like to do the Part 15 broadcast thing just because they don't want to break the rules. They want to try to be as obedient as they possibly can. They get a kick out of the idea of the FCC coming, sniffing around, looking for their radio station, and then they would open the door and say, come on in, sir. You can inspect my Part 15 operation. I believe this is completely legal. So they're interested in being as obedient as they possibly can. Then, of course, there are the pirate broadcasters who don't care about that crap. They believe in the freedom to broadcast, and they're going to broadcast at whatever frequency they want. Hopefully they're not stepping on somebody else's existing broadcast, because that will end the fun much faster. And they just set up shop wherever they feel like it and play whatever it is they want to play, and that's the way it ought to be. That's what freedom's like.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how freedom of speech and the Constitution and FCC rules kind of intermesh. We really haven't seen that. There's never been a case that kind of really addressed whether or not, because if you have the right to freedom of speech,
right,
don't you have the right to freedom of speech on the radio? So long as you're not stepping on somebody else's broadcast.
Yep. That's a property rights thing, right?
That's a property rights. But if so, then Well, you know, the FCC has been making a lot of money for a very long time selling these licenses.
Yeah, they have.
License could be described as taking your freedom away and then selling it back to you.
Yeah, very few people want to fight the FCC on this. And again, thank you for the call, David. Appreciate it. Very few people want to fight the FCC. We actually were just talking about, I think it was last night. Maybe it was the night before. Anyway, there was a few different shows on television that got hit with mega fines by the FCC because they used the EAS tones, the Emergency Alert System tones, like in The Walking Dead, which is a fictional television show. They got fined over $100,000 by the FCC, and what I think they could have done if they wanted to was take the FCC to court and fight the fines rather than saying, well, we're a good little corporation, we're going to pay whatever you ask for.
If they ask for a little enough, then they'll just get it because it's easier than hiring the attorneys. If it's $100,000, it's probably cheaper.
I know that. I'm saying they could have gone to court and said, this is freedom of speech. This is a fictional television show. We are a television network that's not even regulated as far as content is concerned, generally, by the FCC. It's not the same for a cable network as it is for an actual broadcaster. And they could have made that argument, and it might have stuck. But, again, it would have taken years and years and God knows how much money in attorney's fees. Donald Trump's tweets continue. He says, after telling American companies to find hereby ordered to start looking for alternatives to China, including bringing companies home, he says, I will be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon. This is a great opportunity for the United States. Also, I'm ordering all carriers, including FedEx, Amazon, UPS, and the Post Office, to search for and refuse all deliveries of fentanyl from China or anywhere else. Fentanyl kills 100,000 Americans a year. President Xi said this would stop. It didn't. As though some president would be able to make a promise that he can somehow crack down on a drug. That they would somehow be able to stop this one drug from getting over here.
They can't stop drugs from getting into their prisons.
Right. It's ridiculous. The fentanyl problem rests completely at the doorstep of the American government and the DEA. If Donald Trump wants to stop fentanyl overdoses, if he's serious about that, he ought to end the drug scheduling and make it so heroin can be sold again legally in grocery stores or Walgreens
or
wherever it is that people want to sell it, because that's what's killing Americans. The fact that the drugs are illegal drives them underground and makes them more dangerous.
The equivalent of bathtub gin, the poison people.
The heroin version of that.
That's what the issue is here. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the idea of my son taking up heroin as a habit, but let's not forget the other side of the coin, ladies and gentlemen. This country was built by people who had legal access to opiates, and somehow we still became the greatest nation on earth. If you're a proud patriot, you're a proud patriot because of people who had legal access to heroin.
Including children.
Yeah. I mean, you know, kids were going to the store and buying cigarettes. Somehow, still built the great nation that was the United States.
We will be back tomorrow night. If you did not get the chance to call in, you can always do it tomorrow because we're here live all 7 nights a week. And you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we got social media places that you can follow us. Our Twitter is over at twitter.freetalklive.com. Our Mastodon profile is at toot.freetalklive.com. Or follow us on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.